We begin the current daf Masechta Gittin, daf Yud Daled. We begin 11 lines down from the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, one of the two interpretations in Rav's qualification of the halacha of the previous Mishnah on the previous daf regarding if someone says Tnu Man L'Play in the Umeis Yidnu L'Achar Misa, Rav said it has to be Tziborin U'Menachin. So one of the interpretations was based on Rav's halacha of Maimich Lashton, which is, although no formal acquisition, no kinyan was done, however, if all three parties are there, then that's going to work as if a kinyan was done. Now, continuing on this theme, the Gemara brings the following incident. Amalei Rav l'Rav Acha Bardla, Rav said to Rav Acha Bardla, and again, this is Rav, who we had just quoted his halacha previously, says, Kava de Meirika Isli Gabach. Rav said to Rav Acha Bardla, says, look, there's a kav, a certain measurement of saffron that I have by you. You have a l'plani, give it to that person. And ba'ab b'kaminilach, I'm telling you this in front of him, deloy hadranabi, so that I not retract. Now, right now, the Gemara's assumption is, in what Rav was telling him, was that I'm guaranteeing this in front of him so that I don't retract. Now, the Gemara wonders, mechlal di boy hadarbe, it sounds like from the way Rav was talking that I'm telling you in front of him that I'm not going to retract. Sounds like that had he wanted to retract, he could have. On that, the Gemara asks, Matzi Hadarbe, is that really true that he could really retract? But we explain Rav's halacha that he says, B'mayim et shloshten is kana, it's already acquired right away. How could he retract if he already gave it to that person just through the verbalization that he wants to give it to that person in front of all three parties? So on that, the Gemara says, Hachikam. Now this is what Rav was saying. Dvarm halolu loig nitnun l'chazar. He was saying that the word de, that of deloy hadranabi, could be either that I'm telling you that I'm not retracting, or actually it could be because. In other words, because I'm saying it in front of him, that now that's why I can't retract, because these are things that cannot be retracted, because actually it's actually a kinyan, even just using your words. The halacha is that if a person tells someone that owes him something to give it to someone else in front of all three parties, then the kinyan happens right away, and therefore he can't retract it anymore. So again, he was telling him to give the kavod demerika to that person, and he's saying, and therefore I can't retract. Now, on that, the Gemara wonders, Amar Rav Chadazim, the Barav already said this halacha one time. Why did we have to have this quoted as if he's telling him, and he's being mechadish to him, this novelty when he's saying over this, telling him to give this person this kav of saffron, as if we didn't know that Rav held that you can't retract? But Rav already said this one time, which we quoted in the previous daf. Dam Rav, when the Rav, he says, Man li b'yotcha, if someone tells somebody else, there's a man of mine that you have, tenei uloi l'plainly, give it to that person, b'mai mitzlosh, and if he does this with all three parties here, Kani has acquired it. Now, obviously, if he's acquired it, you can't retract. So why did Rav have to tell him this, that, oh, this is things that I can't retract? Of course, we know your halacha of mai mitzlosh. So that the Gemara says, no, imahi, if we only had that, we would have thought to say that this, that you needed to be in front of all three parties for it to be considered kinyan, that's by matana meruba. That's like, which was the halacha of the previous one that we have in the previous daf of Rav, that Rav Huna said in his name, that's if, let's say, there's a large gifting that he wants to give to a third party, like a mana, which is a certain amount of money. Av matana mu'etes, but a small gift, a kav of saffron, loy lebay befanav, we would have thought to say that that doesn't even have to be in front of him. In other words, we thought originally the Chiddush was that he's telling him that he's not going to retract. We're saying, of course he can't retract. So now we would have thought actually that, why did we need this halacha? Because we would have thought that he can't retract it even if it's not in front of the third person. Maimit Shloshin would only be necessary when it's a large gift. Oh, that okay, if you want to really create such a halacha, then these all three parties there. But something small could be done and be makna to that other person even when all three parties are not there. That is why Rav had to tell him, Ba'ape kaminalach. I'm telling you this in front of him to tell you that even a kav of Mayrika, something very small, still needs to be in front of him to make that I can't retract. And therefore, you always need my mishlashtan, not only by a large gift like a mana, but even like this incident illustrated, even by a small gift like a kav of saffron requires it to be in front of that third person if we want it to be considered a kinyan that he can't retract. Now, continuing with another story, relating this halacha of Maimit Shloshtim, the Gemara says, Hanu Ginoi. They were these gardeners that would sell vegetables. The Ovid Chushban Bahadi Adadi, that they all worked together and they rented the land from the landowner. Now they were doing a reckoning about seeing where is the dispensation of funds. Now, Cham Pash Cham She Istri Zuzi Gab Echad Minam. Now they realize that there was an extra 5 Istari Zuzi, which Rashi defines that as a Sela of Medina. Now that generally Istari, it would be a reference to Sela Tzuri of Tyre, which that, but when we say Istari Zuzi, that's a reference to a Sela of Medina, which is the common coin, not that of the more royal type of currency, which is only an eighth. The Sela Medina is an eighth of a Sela Tzuri, which is a half a dinar. So it wasn't large amount of money. It was 5 Istari Zuzi, which is again 5 Sloim of the commoner's type of currency. But either way, they realized that he had, there was 5 extra coins that he had. So Amrili, they said to him, Yavinu Nahalei Lamari Ara, go ahead and give the extra money to the landowner, meaning because you have extra monies from all our funds that we share, give that to the landowner. Ba'api Mari Ara, they said this to him in front of the landowner, to give it to the landowner. And so that's, as we'll see, Maimit Shloshtin, where all 3 parties are there. And Rekonamine, besides that, they said this to give it to him in front of the landowner, he also made an acquisition. He did a kinyach halipin with his, which is giving like a kerchief to one, and thereby that creates acquisition with the landowner, to again, that he's owing him and he's giving him these 5 extra coins. Now, L'saif Azal, at the end, this one of the gardeners went, and Avid Chushbana Bein Dilei L'Nafshei, it was busy, and then was making calculations, oh, you have 5 extra coins, go give it to him. But he went, and he made his own reckoning, and he realized, Loi Pashka Bevelei Midi, he didn't have any extra coins, it's not true, he doesn't have any extra. So Asla Kamei Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to the gardener, Ma'i Avid Lach, he says, what should I do for you? Chada, first of all, Dam Rav Huna, Rav, you have the Allah of Rav Huna and Nim of Rav that we quoted before, of Ma'imit Shloshtan. So already it's acquired by the landowner. Void moreover, Hakani Menach, they already did a kinyan with you, with Chalipin, and you already gave it to them either way. So what can I tell you? So even if you, let's say you don't own it, but you already gave it. Now Amalei Rava, but Rava said to Rav Nachman, Atu Haimi Kame says, what do you think? You think this gardener is saying Lo Yavina, that I don't want to give? You're right. If it's regarding giving, you already gave it. That's not what he's saying. The Leka Gabai Kame, he's saying I don't have those coins. It's not. I don't have to say that I gave it over in, as a kinyan to that landowner. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, oh, Imkain, if that's the case, kinyan betosu. That was an erroneous acquisition. B'chol kinyan betos chayzi, right? Any erroneous acquisition can be undone, and therefore, yes, you won't have to give it because it was a tais. You never really had those 5 extra coins. Now, continuing on a related theme, Idma, we learned, and this is about telling when a creditor tells an agent to go ahead and pay back, when a debtor tells his agent to go pay back to his creditors. So the Gemara says as follows. Someone tells his agent, he tells the shliach, hey, take this coin to that person that I owe him this money. So Amar Rav, Rav says as follows. He says, Chayiv, the sender, the mishaleach, the debtor, is responsible b'achur yusai, with regarding its liability. In other words, if something happens to this agent on the way there that the money gets lost, the responsibility, the onus falls on the mishaleach, the one who's sending him, on the debtor. Now, however, v'imbolachzer, if he wants to retract, in middle of the trip, where on his way he's concerned that maybe something's going to happen on the road and I take responsibility, so you know what, I don't want you to go, I'm going to rather go myself, actually, ein chayzer, he cannot retract, it's too late. You already sent it with the shliach, it's already on its way to the creditor, he was already zeichen it, you can't go ahead and retract. Now, Shmuel Amar, he argues, he says, no. Since you're telling me that the mishaleach, the debtor, is responsible for the liability, in other words, obviously he's still considering it his, because if it was already that creditor's, he wouldn't be responsible. So in Bolach Sechaisa says Shmuel, no, the Naligrav, if he wants to take the shliach back and say, no, I don't want you to go anymore, then he could retract and not send it. Now, so that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Lema Haba Gemifkli, let's say what they're arguing about is the following idea. The Mar Saba, the Rav holds, Koylech Kezachi Dami. When someone says, go, take this, and this is how it's related to the discussion of the previous staff regarding if someone's saying it's Tnu or Koylech. So, regarding to this debtor that's telling his Shliach to go take this to the creditor, it's like he's saying, merit it for him. So therefore, you can't retract anymore because you already merited. However, Rav holds that he's still going to be liable responsible for the liabilities because the lender didn't tell him to give it over to this guy. You're right, he's being mezaket for him. So if it's a schus, which it is, to get him paid back, so you can't retract anymore because it's like his. But at the same time, it's regarding the liabilities. That's not a schus. So for that, he's still responsible for any mishap that happens on the way. Now, Umar Sabah of Shmuel holds that, no, hoylich lav kezach edami. Take this for that person. It's not like telling him to merit it for that person. So until that person gets it, it's still considered in his domain, as we see that if any liability happens, it's still his responsibility. And therefore, he could retract, and the person can't stop, and the shliach can't take it for the creditor. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily the case that this is what they're arguing about, because we could say the kulama that everyone in general holds, haylech kezach edami. When you say, here, take this to that person, it's like saying, merit it for that person. And hence, as Rashi says, if it was a regular gifting to somebody, Shmuel would agree that the one who's sending it can't retract anymore, because it's like you told the shliach to be zeich in it for the person, which is a schus. But v'hacha b'hacha mifugi. So what are they arguing about? Is Marsav Rav holds loyim rina migu. We don't say this migu that Shmuel was quoted as saying that, oh, since I'm responsible, so therefore I could retract. He doesn't say such a thing. And since we know hoylech is kizachi dami, so the person was zeicher on it. Now, yes, you're right, but you're still responsible for the achrayas. Whereas the Marsav Amin Amigo, where Shmuel argued on that, and he said that, there's this principle of sins. If it was a gift that there's no achrayas, no thing liability, it's totally just gifting, then everyone would agree it's kizachi dami. But says Shmuel, in this case where there's a liability, well, that means you're obviously considering it's still in my domain. So then if I want to retract, I could retract. That was what they would argue about. So everyone, the Gemara says first originally that maybe this is what they're arguing about, if Hailech is Kazachi Dami or not. And the Gemara says, no, could be everyone holds Hailech is Kazachi. Question is if this case would be different based on the Migui, since I'm responsible, so then Hailech would not be Kazachi. So the Gemara says, Tanika Vosei the Rav. We have a Brisa that supports Rav that we see as his opinion was, which is the Brisa says, Hailech man leplaini shani chayvle. If someone tells an agent, he says, look, take this money to that person that I owe him, or instead of haylech, he says 10 manul plainy. Give this money to that person shani chayvlo that I owe him. And again, it's either one of these types of terminologies, or let's say not a loan, but rather the same two terminologies regarding a deposit. Haylech manul plainy pekadin sheyesh labiyadi. Go ahead and take this. That's the word leich. Take this money to that person, which is a deposit that I have of his. Or instead of the word haylech, it's 10. Give this man leplaini pekod neshesh labiyadi, which again is a deposit that he had by me that I owe him. So on this, the Braisa says, chayev b'achru yusai. So he's responsible for the liability, which again everyone agreed to. But it says like Rav, v'imbo lachzer in the chayze. If he wants to retract, he can't retract. For that, it's already, like you told him, haylech kezachi, the man he merited already. Now, although regarding liability, you will be chayev, because for that, the malva, the mafkid, the one who gave it to the person never said to send it back with that person. And therefore for that, he's not responsible, rather the one who's sending the agent. So again, a brisa that supports Rav. Now the Gemara wonders, once we quoted this brisa, that pekadin, regarding a deposit, let the one who is the debtor, in this case it's not the debtor, the guy who's watching the deposit, tell the agent, wait a second, ein ritzoinoi, it's not the will of the mafkid, of the one who owns the object, who deposited by me, that his deposit should be in anyone else's hands, whereas the Gemara tells us later on in the third paragraph of Chav Testament Aleph that a person doesn't want his things to be in anyone else. You I trust, I give you my deposit, I don't want anyone else holding on to my stuff. Now, since the one who owns the object doesn't want other people to have his stuff, turns out that it's a liability when he sends an agent to bring it back to the one who owns the object. Now, since it's liability, because he doesn't want anyone else to have his things, you could not create a liability for a person without his permission. So therefore, essentially what the Gemara's question is why does the Braisa say that in the case of a deposit, he can't retract? What do you mean? It's not a schus. Yes, generally, let's say by a milva, by a loan, you'll say, haylech is kizachi dami. But here by Pekadin, since he owns that object, it's not a merit for him to have someone else sending it back. So why can't he retract? Ask the Gemara. It's not a schus. It's a chayv, and you can't create a liability for somebody without his permission. So Amr Zer says, you're right. Here we're talking about a specific type of a case, kishahuchzik, when this sender, when this who was holding on to the deposit has already been established as a kafen, as a liar, as a denier, he denies that he even has that person's pekudin, where in such a case, we could say testimony that the owner of the deposit, he's very glad whoever's going to have a hold of it, as long as it's on its way back to him, he doesn't mind that his pekudin is biyad acher. And therefore, that's the type of case that you're talking about. You're right, a regular deposit would be considered chayv, and he would be able to retract. Here, when the Braisa says that he can't, is because it's a total schus, because as long as he got it out of this guy's hands, who is a denier of deposits that he has by him. So the Gemara continues with stories relating to this type of idea of Hailach Kazachidami, or about the Rav's halacha of that it's already a schus, and then the one who sent cannot retract. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Sheshes Havale Ashrasa, Rav Sheshes had debts of this sarvali, meaning that he had sold on credit of sarvali, of these coats, these cloaks that he gave on credit, where that they'll pay him at a certain time, which he had b'mechuzah, which was owed him from people in mechuzah. Now, amalei l'Rav Yosef Bar Chama, so he said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, look, b'hadi das is when you come, when you go there and you come back, I send you nali, go ahead and bring me the money that's owed to me from the people over there in mechuzah. So Azal, so Rav Yosef Bar Chama went there, and Yavinu Lei, so the people that owed the money for the coats, gave it to him. Now Amrile, they said to him, Nikni Minach, could we acquire from you the liabilities that will happen on the mishaps of the road? Meaning if something happens to you on the road, we don't want to be responsible, we're already paying. We don't want him to come back and claim from us. Can we make a kinya for him to say that now it's like he has it, and it's your responsibility? So Amalahuz, Rabbi Yisuf said to them, yes, I'll do that. Now, however, when it came about, he avoided them, and he ended up not doing a kinyan with them. Now, Kias Legabe, when he came back home to Rav Sheshes, Amalei Shapa Vadata, Rav Sheshes said, oh, you did very well that you didn't make yourself responsible for nothing. Because Delei Shabbos Navshach, that you didn't make regarding yourself, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Eved Leivali Ishmalva, a borrower is like a slave to the man who lends him. Meaning, when you are meshubed, when you're indebted to somebody, you're like his slave. And therefore, says Rav Sheshes, you're smart that you didn't take responsibility, because then you're like a slave to them. Why should you have taken on the responsibility for nothing when it's not your responsibility, where they owe me the money, and the fact that you're collecting, it was smart you didn't take the responsibility. Now, Lishna Achrina, actually, there's a different version in what was said. He told them, Shapra Vadatam, you did very good that you avoided them, because they're the borrowers, and they're the slaves to me in their responsibility, as the Pasuk says, Eved Loivel Ishmalva. They're the slaves. They're the ones who have to go and do what it takes to get the money back to me. And therefore, why should you take the responsibility that you're my shlich? Let them take the responsibility. And therefore, it's a good that you avoided them, that you didn't take the responsibility. Another related incident, the Gemara tells us, Reb Achi, Reb Yishi, Yahavile Isfaka de Kaspa ben Arda. He had a silver vessel that was owed to him, that was deposited by someone in Arda. And as we continue our Tamid Beis, so Amalu Reb Destoy Reb Yanai. So he said to these two Tamid Chacham, Reb Destoy Reb Yanai, Reb Yisi Bar Kippur, he said to them, look, Bahadi Da Sisu, when you go there, Asu Nalei, so bring it back to me. So also they went, Yahav Nalei, and those people who were in their door that it was deposited by, gave it to them. Now Amriluhu, so they said to them, to these two Tamid Chacham, Nikni Minayichu, let us acquire from you that we did our thing and we're not responsible anymore and you're taking the responsibilities. So Amalahu, they said to them, Loy, no, we're not taking responsibility. So Amalahu, so they said back to them, Sadrin and Ali, said, give us back the vessel. Why should you're not taking responsibility? You're gonna go on this trip and something might happen and we're gonna be responsible? So give it back to us. Now Rib Distoy Brib Yane Amalahu M. He said to them, okay, fine, I'll give it back to you. Ribisa Barkipa Amalahu Loy, he said to them, no. Now this is because, as we said previously in the Gemara, that the halacha of imbolachs are in the chais, like Rav had said, that is like hoylich is kezachidam. It's like you're giving it to pay back the creditor. It's you can't retract anymore. So he said, no, you gave it to us already. You can't retract. Now havakum etzarli. Now they were torturing him. They were bothering him and saying, give it back to us. So amruloi, they said to Reb Destoy, to the other one who agreed to give it back. They said, chazimar hechakavet. Look what your colleague is doing. That he's not giving it back to us. So Amalahu, he said to them, Tavramule, which two interpretations in Rashi, either it means to say that go ahead, give him more lashes, or it means that, yes, he deserved to get these beatings. Now, Ke'asal Gabe, when they came back home to Reb Achi, so Amalahu, so Reb Yisba Kippur complained to him, he says, Chazimar, look at master, Loi mistaye deloi sayin. Not only did he not help me to try to get the silver vessel back for you, elo amar lohu, but rather he said to them, Nami tav ramale. He said, good, he deserves the beatings. So amale, so he said to Reb Destoy, amai tabarachi, why'd you do this? Now as Rashi says, when he says, why'd you do this, is why were you so easily to concede, to give it back to them, when we know that Allah is like Rav, that you don't have to give it back to them. So amale, so he said to Rabach, he says, Aysim b'nei Adam, those people that you went and sent us to get your silver vessel back from, hein amo, which the word amo literally means an amo, which is like a height of 2 feet, but it means, say, measurements, meaning they're men of huge height. For koivan amo, and their hats are of height, meaning to say even their clothing are intimidating more than other people. Umedaber mechatsiene, they talk from half their body, meaning from their diaphragm, like their voice is very thick and it looks like that the voice is just coming from the depth of their body. Vishmaisehin muvhol, even their names are frightening, which the names are names of animals. Arda, the Arto, Ophili, Beresh, who is the leader. Now, Aymrin, those are the type of people, when they say Kafusu, tie them up, Kaisin, they tie them up. Aymrin Harugu, they say kill them, Hargin, they kill them. So he said, Ilu Hargu Estestoy, if they would have murdered the Stoy, meaning me, Mi Nasn Liyane Abba Barkamaisi, who would give my father Yanai a son like me? Some of the Rabachi said to him, B'nei Adam Halalu, these people, Krovin Lamachasim, are they close to the government? He said, yes. He said, Yeshlin susamu puradim shiratsim achareim. Do they have horses and mules that run after them? He said, yes. Amalei, so Rabachi answered him. He says, you know what? Ihach, if that's the case, shabavadita. You did very smart. The zex, the chelik shulchan aruch, you know, the sixth sense about giving it back. Yeah, of course, even though the halacha is that if he wants to retract, he can't. But obviously, you don't want to put your life in danger when we're dealing with such type of people. Now, continuing on this theme about Hoylich Kezachi, that if someone says, give it, it's like he already said that I want him to marry it. So the Gemara continues with the following halacha. Hoylich mana lepleini. If someone tells his agent, you know what, give this money to that person. V'holachu biksha, he goes and he looks for this guy. V'loy matzah, he doesn't find him, whereas Rashi explains, because he's dead. So says the Gemara, tani chado yachzul l'mashleach. We have one brace that says, so you give it back to the one who sent him. But tanidach, but we have a different brace that says, you give it to the inheritors of the person that it was sent to who had died. So the Gemara says, lema b'akamethically. Let's say this is what they're arguing about, which is what we introduced on Amud Aleph with Rav and Shmuel. The Mar Sabah, that the second brisa holds, haylich kezachi. When you tell someone, take this, bring this, it's like you're telling him, merit it for that person. Now, since that person had merited when he was still alive, although by the time he got to, he was dead, but already he was zeichin it, the moment that the Meshaleach gave it to the messenger, so therefore he inherited. Now his children inherited from him. Whereas Umar Sabah, the first brisa holds, that no, haylich lav kezachi, that's go take this, is not like in meriting it for that person, and therefore since by the time he got to, he was dead, so he never inherited, he never got it, and therefore his inheritors don't get it, it goes back to the Meshaleach. On that, the Gemara says no. Amar Baba Bar Mamal, he says, we could say the Kula Amma that really everyone, both Bryces hold, Heilich Lav Kazachi, B'loi Kash. Everyone holds, go and take this, meaning Heilich is, go with this, is not like he told him to merit it. And still it's not difficult. Why? Because Ha Bari, the first Bryce was talking about a healthy, robust person. There that Bryce says, you go and you give it back to the Meshlech, to the one who had sent it, because as we said, Hoylich is not Kezach. It's not like you said to merit it for that person. And he only sent it for the guy who he was sending it to, not to the guy's inheritors. And since by the time he got there, he was dead, he never got it. He never merited it, so it goes back to the Meshlech. However, Ha B'Shchiv Mera, the second Bryce was talking about a person on his deathbed, where as long as he doesn't retract from the gift that he's giving to that person, the halacha is that dvarav ix keksuvim ukemesurim dami. Just by his words, even though he didn't do any kinyanim, it's like it was written and given over to that person. So therefore, when a shchiv mera, a dying person, says, haylech, take this, that is kezachi dami. And therefore, the moment he said it, it's like that person got it, and therefore you give it to the inheritors of that person who it was sent to, because their father already merited from the moment it was said by the dying person. So although it took, let's say, a week to get there, and he died in the interim, it doesn't make a difference. He had already gotten it because he's a shchimra. So again, we could really say that everyone holds haylech is lav kezachi dami, and it's not a difficulty because one brayse is talking about a shchimra, and one brayse is talking about a bari. That's one approach. Rav Zvi Dama, he gives a second approach, again, to not that they're necessarily arguing about if haylech kezachi or not. Rather, you could say, ha v'ha b'shchimra. Both braisa are talking about a dying person, where again, as we explained before, that when the dying person says hoylech, that's kezachidom. It's like he's saying that he should merit it. Now, ha, the braisa that said that it goes to the inheritors of the one who it was sent to, is because the isei lemekabel, that's because the recipient of that gift was alive in the world at the time of Bishas Matan Mois. At the time when the Shchivmera went and said, give this to that person, when he was giving over to the Shliach, at that moment, we said it was Ksuvnik of Mesur Medami. So therefore, he inherited right away. And if even if he dies in the interim, so it goes to his inheritors because they're coming from him. Ha, the Bryce that says that no, you give it back to the one who sent it, is the less lemakabel b'shas matan mois. It's talking about that he didn't know that, but actually the recipient that he wants to give it to had already been dead at the time that he said give it to that person. So that's what's called neuronius gifting to that person, and therefore it wasn't, you don't give it to the inheritors. It's only if that guy had gotten it and then he dies, then it goes to his inheritors. And therefore, we could say again that they're both talking about a shchimera, but the one that says that it goes back to the meshaleach, even though by Shchimra you usually say Hoylechikas Kezachi Dami, it's only if the guy was alive. If he wasn't alive at the time, he doesn't get it. Now, Papa Amma, he gives a third approach to resolve these two brises without saying they argue about if Hoylechikas Kezachi or not, is actually Havaha Babari. Both brises are talking about a healthy person, where again, as we're saying, that everyone could hold Hoylech is Lav Kezachi Dami. Usually it's not to say that when I'm telling you take it to that person, as if it's to say to merit it for that person. Now, ha, the braisa that says that it goes back to the meshaleach is the mis mekabel b'chayi noisen, is where the recipient died when the giver was still alive. So then, as we said, it goes back to the sender because the recipient never merited in it because he died before it got to him. Now, even if the giver dies when he's coming back, when the shliach is coming back, still there's no mitzvah to fulfill the words of the person who died, who is the giver. Because before he died, his words were already batel, because from the moment that the mekabel was nifter and the noisin is still alive, so it's not, there's no gifting here. Because a regular healthy person, when he says give it to that person, that guy's dead and it never got to his hands, because they say hoylech is lav kezachi dami, so of course he gets it back. Now, although by the time he gets back, oh, the noisin was already dead, you don't say, oh, mislakaim divra mes, the mes wanted it to go to the mekabel, oh, so no mekabel, give it to his yarshim. No, because there's already, the gift was already nullified even before he died, when the mekabel was already dead before. And therefore, we say that it goes back to the meshaleach. But ha, the braisa that says that no, it goes to the inheritors of the one that it was sent to, is because there it's talking about the mis noisin, that the giver died after he had already sent the shliach, b'chayi mekabel, and the recipient was still alive. Now therefore, from the moment that the noisin died, the recipient merits it, even though it didn't get to his hands, and we say generally by a bari hoylech is lav kezach adami, because of a different halachic principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei mes. There's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of a dying, of a person that died, even if he was a healthy person. So therefore, in that case, again, even though both are dead, as we explained, by the time he gets to he's dead, and by the time he gets back he's dead, again, depends who dies first. If the mekabel dies first, then it goes back to the meshaleach. The nation dies first, then he's like a mess, and his word should be fulfilled. Then it's like the mekabel was already gotten already at that point. And even though by the time the shliach gets there, he's dead, then his inheritors get it. So again, there's no raya from this braisa, these two braisas that we thought we could say that this is what they're arguing about. We had three approaches to give a different interpretation. But the Gemara continues trying to show this that it's a machlekes tanoim. Leima hoylech kezachi tanoim. The Gemara says, let's show that it is a machlekes tanoim. If someone tells his shliach, here, hoylech, take this to that person, that it's like you're saying, merit it for him already. The Tanlag learned the Braisa. The Braisa says, hoylech man l'ploini, if someone says, here, take this to that person, v'halach u'bikshu b'lei matzah, and he gets there, and he finds he's not there. So the halach is, yachshu l'mishalech, you take it back to the one who sent. Now, meis mishalech, what's halach if, let's say, okay, he's taking it back, but the mishalech is dead. So we have a big machlekes. Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov Amr, they both say, so yachzru lo yershim ishlech, so you give it back to the inheritors of the one who sent. V'yeshem, those that say that no, lo yershim ishin nishtalchu loy, you actually give it to the inheritors of those who were sent to. Reb Yud ha-Nosi Amr Meshum Reb Yaakov, sha'amr Meshum Reb Mehu, who says name Reb Meir, mitzvah l'kayim divrei mes. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of a person that died, where the Gemara later on is going to explain how exactly is this statement from Reb Meir arguing on the Yesh Oimrim, who they also said that it's given over to the Yerushay of the one who was sent to, which is exactly what he's saying. He's saying, so the Divrei HaMes was to give it to that person, which means to give it to his inheritors because that person is dead. So what are they arguing about? The Chachamim, they say that actually Yachloiku, actually split it 50-50. 50 goes to the Yerushay Mishalech, 50 goes to Yerushay Mishinishtacholoi. The Kanomer, and here in Bavel they say, that actually Komasha Yirtza Shliach Yasa, whatever the agent wants to do, he can do. In other words, whatever he sees fit. In other words, when the guy who sent him, did it look like that he really loved that guy and his family and all those people over there, and therefore he really wants to gift it, then you'll give it to the inheritors of that person that was sent to. If he didn't really, only wanted to give it to that person, then he'll give it to the Meshalech, but he gets to decide that. Amr B'Shimon Hanasi, B'Shimon Hanasi says, Al Yodhi Hoye Maisa, with me there was actually such an incident, the Amr, and they said, Yachzru L'Yersh Meshalech, it's given back to the inheritors of the one that it was sent to. That's the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Lai my love b'hokim miflegi, isn't this what they're arguing about? As the Gemara proceeds to explain. The Tanakama that didn't talk about the Mishaleach being dead, and he said that you give it back to the Mishaleach, Savar, obviously he holds, Hailech lav kezachi, obviously he holds that when you say take this, it's not like you say that it should merit it, because if that would be the case, then the Mekabel was the one that was sent to it is already Zeichen, it would go to his inheritors. Rather, we say that it goes back to the Meshalech, because he holds Hoylech as Lav Kezach Adami. Now, but regarding the opinion of the Talmud Kama, we don't know what he would say if the Meshalech would die before he gets back. He doesn't say what he would hold. But at least we see that he holds Hoylech as Lav Kezach Adami. Whereas Reb Nassim, Reb Yaakov, Nami Hoylech Lav Kezach, they also hold that to take it doesn't mean to merit in it, but they add on to the words of the Talmud Kama, and they say that Ve'af Agav Demiz, even if by the time the Shleach gets back, the Meshalech, the one who sent him, was already dead. Still, they say, Lo Yamrina Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMes. We don't say that there's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the person who died, because that's not necessarily inherent what we have to do. Therefore, even if the Meshalech is dead, and he said, give it to that person's dead, we don't give it to that person's inheritors. It actually goes back to the Meshalech, and if he's not alive because he's dead, you give it to his inheritors. Now, B'yeshem, there are those who say, which we quoted there, the ones who say that it goes to the inheritors of who were sent to, they disagree on the previous two opinions, and they hold, Hoylech Kezachi, taking it is like saying merit it. And therefore, they're arguing that even if the Mishaleach didn't die, meaning going back even on the opinion of the Tanna Kama. Now, and the proof for this is that it's not just going back on what the previous opinion of Reb Nassim Yaakov said regarding they disagree only when the Mishaleach is dead, that you don't say Mitzlekem Divrei HaMes. It can't be, because from the fact that the next opinion that we're going to quote of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who said, oh, there is a Mitzlekem Divrei HaMes, obviously that he heard from the Yesh Oimrim that their reasoning was based on Hailech is Kezachi Dami, which is that even the Mishaleach wasn't dead, still you're going to give it to the inheritors of the one who was sent through. That is what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi comes to argue, and he says, no, only if he died, then there's a mitzvah came his words, then you're going to give it to the inheritors of the one who was sent to. But if it didn't die, then Yehuda Nasi holds that no, Hailech is Lav Kezach Adami, and you wouldn't give it to the inheritors, it would actually go back to the Mishalech, as the Gemara quotes. Yehuda Nasi Amim B'Shem Reb Yaakov, Sh'amim B'Shem Reb Meir, he holds really Hailech is Lav Kezachi. Not like the Yesh Oimrim, rather like the Tanna Kama and Reb Nasi Reb Yaakov. Miu, Heiched Emis, however, regarding where if the Mishalech dies, then Amina Mitzvah Kem Devim Mes, that's where he argues under Nas and Rabbi Yaakov, then there is a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the one who died, and then you will give it to the inheritors of the one who was sent to, and not to the inheritors of the one who sent it. V'chacham Aymrim Yachloiku, the ones of the opinion of the sages who said that you split it, is because Misafkalu, they were in doubt, they don't know if Hoylech is Kezach Adami or not. Moreover, they're also in doubt regarding the other case of the Mishalech is Mes, if there's a Mitzvah Kem Devim Mes or not. Therefore they say, okay, because it's a Safik, you say Yachloku, you split it 50-50. But Vekan Amru, but in here in Babel, they say that Shuda, which means to say that what it sees fit in the eyes of the agent, that's Adif, that's better than just splitting it when you have a doubt. And therefore he'll get, you're right, they also don't know here in Babel if Hoylech is Kezach Adami or not, or Mitzvah Kem Devim Mes or not, but better than just splitting 50-50. Let him, he knows really what the Mishalech really wanted, let him decide. Reb Shimon Nasi, in the last opinion, quoted that of Reb Shimon Nasi, Maisa Asla Sheminan. He was just coming to tell us a story related to what the halacha would be, again, which he said that it goes back to the Mishaleach. But similarly, says the Gemara, that this idea of Hailach Kazachid, Amir or not, is a machlokes Tanoim, as we see in this Brisa. So the Gemara answers, like, no, no proof. That is, Bebari, the Kuli Amaloi Pligid. The truth is, by a healthy person, no one's going to disagree that Hailach is Lav Kazachid Amir. Just saying to someone, here, take this, doesn't mean that you want to merit it. Now, so what are they arguing about? V'hacha ma'eskin, and here what we're talking about is b'shchiv merah. We're talking about a person on his deathbed. U'beplukta d'Rebbe Lazar, and it's regarding the machlekes of Rebbe Lazar, who he actually, regarding the halachas of kinyonim, equates a shchiv merah, a person on his deathbed, he still has to have all the valid acquisitions, kinyonim, as a bari, as a healthy person, which means to say that just with his words, it does not work. V'rabbanan, and with Rabban and Kamifagi, they're arguing about this machlekes Rebbe Lazar and Rabban. It's not like in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah says, "Hamachalik nechasav al piv." Someone is splitting up his estate with his words. He's commanding, "I want this person to get that and that person to get that," meaning he's splitting it amongst his children. Not like regular halachas of Yerusha, where it gets split equally amongst the children. Here he's deciding who gets what. Rebbe Lazar, I mean, he says, "Echad bari bechad mesukin," whether if he's a healthy person or whether he's a dying person, "nechasim sheshla nachrayis," regarding properties that have liability, responsibility to them, which is generally a term used for karka, because there's always responsibility. Someone could always collect from a debtor of his with land, because that's something that never disappears, and you could always go ahead and collect from it, whoever bought that land after he had lent that money to that person. But regarding things like land, Niknim bekesiv b'shtar b'chazaka. The requirement is, even if he's a shchiv meras, says Rebbe Lazar, that you have to do the valid kinyanim of either with money, a document, or by taking a chazaka, which means say taking hold of the land in different ways that are considered a chazaka. That's how you're going to acquire it from a healthy person, which Rebbe Lazar says the same thing is required of a shchiv meras, and that is if you don't do these kinyanim, it's not going to be a kinyan. And v'she'en le'nachrayis, regarding properties that there's no responsibility to them, meaning like metatlin, movable items, which later a lender or some creditor cannot collect from at a later point in time, from nechasim shabadim, meaning when they're encumbered by other people, ein niknim el b'mashicha, there the kinyan can only work if withdrawing. But a valid kinyan has to be, and that's the main point, according to Rebbe Lazar, not only by a healthy person, but even by a dying person. Whereas v'chacham, I mean, they say that no. Eilu ve'eilu nikne ba'mira. Whether it's nechasim shesh l'nachrayis or ein l'nachrayis, by a dying person, just by saying what he wants, that will be considered a valid kinyan, because that's a special halacha we say by shchiv merah. Now Amar lo, they even told him to Rebbe Lazar, ma'ase be'iman shel b'nei Reichel. There was an incident with the mother of the sons of Reichel, who that was their father's name, and their mother, shahaisa chayla v'amar, she was ill, and she said, Tinasin, let it be given as we continue on top of Tezvav Menalath, Kiveinasi Leviti, let my brooch be given to my daughter. Some type of a clasp, some type of an ornament. Vihibishne Master Mana, and it was worth 12 mana. Umesa, and she died. Vekai Mucha Chomes Devareha, and the sages fulfilled her words. So you see, obviously, that by a Shchiv Merah, it is Kiksuv Mekusum Medami, and you don't have to do any kinyanim. So Amalhem, Sir Rulazah said to the Chachamim, Bnei Reichel, the sons of Reichel, Tikvarim imim, let them bury their mother. In other words, it's a type of like a curse. In other words, he says, let it not enter your thought, and let them not be mentioned in the Beis Medrash as a proof that you're trying to bring a proof, because they were wicked people. Now, why did Rebbe Lazar hold they were wicked people? Because in their vineyard, they also had thorns growing there. Now, Rebbe Lazar holds that thorns growing in the vineyard is considered klayim, and therefore they're rishayim, because they're growing klayim. Therefore, he says, you can't bring proof from them. And because they're not particular about halacha, so therefore it doesn't make a difference that regarding what they commanded, that's what they ended up doing, because the sages didn't pay attention to them because they're wicked people, and never don't mention them in the Beis Medrash as if, oh, you see that a shchiv merah, what they say holds water, because that's not true. Don't bring proof from them. So that's the braisa. Says the Gemara, now, Tanakama, Kerebe Lazar. So now we're going to explain all these different opinions mentioned in the Braisa, which we thought would be a machlekes of Hoylich Kazachi or not. That would be if we're talking about a Bari. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about Shchiv Merah, and they're arguing with this machlekes, Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim. How so? Tana Kama is like Kireb Elazar, where he said, as we just quoted, that a Shchimra and a Bari are the same. Therefore, just like we say by a Bari is Hailech is Lav Kezachar Dami, so too by a Shchimra, Hailech is Lav Kezachar Dami. And that's why the Tana Kama held that it goes back to the Meshaleach, even though he's a Shchimra. Reb Nosnim, Reb Yaakov, Nami Kireb Elazar. They also hold like Kireb Elazar that it goes back to the Meshaleach. Now, additionally, Afagav Demes, they held that even if the Meshaleach dies, Lo Yamrin and Misla Kaim Deremes, that's regarding a different halacha, that they held that there's no requirement to fulfill the dead person's last wishes. Now, the Yesh Oimer, however, the Yesh Oimer, those who say, who disagreed, that it says it goes to the Yarishim of the one who is sent to, that's because they hold Kirabbanon, where the Rabbanon hold, as we've quoted previously, that the words of a Shechemer of a dying person are Kiksub Nukum Misarun Dami. And therefore, even if the Meshaleach didn't die, still it's going to go to the inheritors of the one that was sent to, as long as the Meshaleach didn't retract, because since he's a Shechemera, so his words are done. And therefore, even though the one who was sent to died before it got to him, it doesn't make a difference. He had already merited it, and therefore it goes to his inheritors. Now, Rehuda HaNasi, Sha'amim Shomer Meir, he held Kireb Elazar. And again, from the fact that he said that the reason why it would go to the Yerushim of the one who was sent to, because the Meshaleach had died, sounds like, yeah, but if he didn't die, then it would go back to the Meshaleach or his inheritors. Now, however, Miu, Heichad Miss, however, regarding it was this point that he disagreed with Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov, that if the Meshaleach died, then Amrin and Mitzvah Kaim Dever Miss, then we say that it is a mitzvah to fulfill the last wishes of this person that died. Whereas V'chachamayim Yachloiku, they say that, no, it gets split 50-50 because Mesafkalu, they're not sure if the Allah is like Reb Elazar or like Drabbanan, and therefore, they're going to say that it's split. And moreover, even when the Meshaleach dies, they're also not sure if you say Mitzvah Kaim Dibra Mest or not. Whereas V'kanamr, where the opinion of over here in Bavel, that they said, Shuda Adav, no, it's better, let the Shaleach at least decide, because we're not sure if the Allah is like Reb Elazar or the Chachamim, or if Mitzvah Kaim Dibra Mest or not. Reb Shimon HaNasi, Maisa slash Mina, and Reb Shimon HaNasi was just coming to tell us the story. And therefore, again, the Gemara said that there's no raya to say, as we attempted all these different braises to say that it's a machlekes tanoim if haylech is kezachir not. We said that really could be everyone holds by a healthy person haylech is lav kezachir dami. And here this big machlekes is regarding a shchimra. Do we say that Allah is like Reb Elazar that even a shchimra needs a valid kinyan, or is it like the chacham who hold that you don't need a valid kinyan and the words of the shchimra are keksub and ukum misarun dami? Now, parenthetically related to this braise that we introduced, the Gemara says ibayilu the following question. That last opinion mentioned said Reb Shimon HaNasi, Reb Shimon the Nasi. Question is, Nasi who? Was there really a prince, a Nasi in the Jewish people called Reb Shimon, where it's not recorded anywhere that there was such a Nasi? Or is it Reb Shimon said over in the name of the Nasi? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's make a raya, because the Amr of Yosef said, Halachic Reb Shimon HaNasi. The Amr of Yosef Paskin, Halachic like Reb Shimon HaNasi. So you see that there was such a person, Reb Shimon the Nasi. Now the Gemara says, no, Adayin Tibayilach, you can still ask, Nasi who was really he a Nasi? When Rabbi Yisrael said that Allah is like Shimon HaNasi, he just meant the one Shimon who said it over the name of the Nasi. So take it, let it stand. It's not clear if there was such a Nasi called Reb Shimon, or it was Shimon in the name of Nasi. Now Gufo, once we introduced this statement, because we thought it would be a raya for that question, the Gemara quotes it again, that Amr Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Halachic Reb Shimon HaNasi. Halach is like Reb Shimon HaNasi, who is the last opinion mentioned in that braisa, who said that it goes back to the Yarshim of the Meshaleach. Meaning to say, A, first of all, we're going to say that not only does it not go to the one that was sent to, but even if the one who sent it dies, it's not going to go to that person, the one who was sent to inheritors, it goes to the inheritors of the one who sent. Now, that the Gemara asked, but about Kaimalon, we, Paskin, we know that the halacha is, Divrei Shchimra, that the words of a dying person, are keksuvin ukemisrun dami, are like they were written and they were given over. Now, as we just explained, the machlekes of this braisa was regarding a shchimra, a dying person. So why does Rabbi Yisrael say that halacha falls like Reb Shimon HaNasi, that it goes back to the inheritors of the Meshaleach, if a dying person, it was given over already to the one who was sent to, and so even if that guy dies, it should be given over to his inheritors, not to the inheritors of the one who sent it. So that the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yisrael, who says that halacha is like Reb Shimon HaNasi, that it doesn't go to the inheritors of the one who was sent to, muki la babari. He says that the machlekes in this braisa was like how we originally understood the braisa talking about. That it's talking about by a healthy person. And the machlekes was not if you hold like Reb Elazar or like the Rabbanan. Rather, the machlekes was if you say tnu is kezachu dami or not, and therefore Rabbi Shimon HaNasi, who says that it goes back to the one who sent it, and if he's dead, it goes back to his children, is because that he holds haylech is lav kezachu dami, which that very likely we could hold like, which is what Rabbi Yisrael is saying, not like the way we had then said that it's going regarding a shchimra, because then you're right, the halacha would not be like Shimon HaNasi, because there we hold that it would go to the inheritors of the one who was sent to. But the Gemara has one more question. It says, but v'hole yoyshe mishaleach kama, but Rav Yosef, who's saying the halacha is like Rav Shimon HaNasi, is not just going back to the one who sent it. He says it goes back to the inheritors of the one who was sent. Now the problem is, v'kaim lam, but we hold the halacha is mitzvah l'kaim dirames. There is a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the dying person. So even if you say that it's by a bari, and haylech is lav kezachi dami, and that's why it goes back to the one who sent it, but if he's dead before it gets back to him, then we say his dying words should be fulfilled, and they should go to the one that it was sent to, and therefore should go to the inheritors of the one who was sent to. So why does Rabbi Yisrael say that looks like a Shimon HaNasi, that it goes back to the inheritors of the one who sent it? So that the Gemara amends this and says, Tane, you have to learn in the words of Rabbi Shimon HaNasi, that actually he said, Yachzur l'mishaleach. When he said that that with him there was such an incident, and it went back to the Yershim Mishaleach, actually you should not read the words that it went back to the inheritors of the one who sent it, but rather that it went back to the one who sent it. And we're not talking about a case where he died, because you're right, if he had died, then actually the halacha is that it is a mitzvah lekem divrei ames, and then Rav Yisrael would not have said that the halacha is like Rav Shimon HaNasi, because then it would not go back to the inheritors of the one who sent it. Rather, the words of Rav Shimon HaNasi is that it goes back to the one who sent it, because we're talking about a bari, not like the way the Gemara had tried to say at the end that it's by a shchimera, and the reason why it goes back to the Meshaleach is because Haylech is lav kezachi, according to Rabbi Shimon HaNasi, which is what Rabbi Yosef is passing like, that we say that to take it is not like saying it, meriting it for that person, and therefore since he died before it got to him, it's not like he had merited it already when the Shliach got it, and therefore it doesn't go to his narratives, rather goes back to the one who sent him. Adon Lach HaMei V'Kama, we shall return to you the first HaMei V'Get, the first Perek, Mesechtes Gittin.